One of Northern Ireland's senior doctors says there needs to be a completely different approach to waiting times at hospitals right throughout Northern Ireland. Sean McGovern is Clinical Director of Emergency Medicine at the Ulster Hospital. Morning to you, Sean.
Good morning.
Good morning. How would you describe the standard within A&Es in Northern Ireland?
Certainly, the conditions are challenging in the emergency departments at this moment in time. The report that has been referred to in your programme does articulate the challenges that are faced, but with not adequate numbers of staff in terms of senior medical staff. Case mix of patients is becoming more complex in terms of the demography of elderly people coming. So there are challenges to the emergency department.
And Sean,
those are reflective of challenges to the system.
No, I understand that. I do understand that. So we're talking here about situation in Northern Ireland that is very similar to the rest of the UK, and it would be unfair for people to simply say, "Well, look, this is all Minister Pute's fault, or this is all a particular hospital's fault." There seems to be a systemic problem here. But Sean, when you describe it as challenging, is that a euphemism? Is it unsafe?
No, but the vast majority of patients continue to get good care. What we need to move to is the time-sensitive conditions. There's clear evidence. We need to move to where the medical evidence is. If you've had a heart attack, you need to be seen in a timely fashion. If you've had a stroke, you need to be seen in a timely fashion. If you've had severe infection, you need to be seen in a timely fashion.
And are people being seen in a timely fashion?
They are being seen in large part. Those types of patients are being seen in a timely fashion.
Within the 4-hour target?
But they are being many of those patients will be seen within the 4-hour target. That is the job of the department.
But will many of them not, Sean?
So can I finish the answer? The reality is we are at the same time challenged with significant numbers of people who are presenting to the emergency department with non-time sensitive conditions, and we've been given a target that we must meet for all of these patients, or 95% of the patients, seen within 4 hours. And that is very challenging because the risk to patients is created by overcrowding within the emergency department, and at times emergency departments are overcrowded.
I understand. So the target's for people that don't really need a target. In other words, yes, in a utopia, in an ideal world, if you go to the hospital with an ingrown toenail or a scratch on you, you'd be seen within 4 hours. But, if there are seriously ill people that need the care and the system's under pressure, then, those other people, who cares whether they're seen within 4 hours in the real world, right?
Well, we must decide. The College of Emergency Medicine has given guidance in relation to targets and said about audits that need to be adhered to, and those are the important ones that we must set the system up to actually provide the care that is needed for those most in need. Not in some cases, emergency departments are providing little more than social convenience for people who can't wait for their general practitioner, or perceive they can't wait until their general practitioner appointment is available. They come to the emergency department and then expect to be seen in a very timely fashion. 2 weeks to wait to a GP, yet come to the emergency department and complain if you wait 2 hours.
Yeah. So how do you fix that?
I think we all have to work together. I think we all have to work together. The debate has been had now about what the role of an emergency department is. We have unfortunately lived in, and this is UK-wide, we have been behind the political mantra of no change to frontline services, when quite clearly that is wrong. There's a need to change to frontline services. And that needs not people entering into blaming managers or blaming politicians, but working together with the politicians, the managers and the commissioners and doctors, and indeed patient experience, which again is recognised in the report, to provide a better future for care within Northern Ireland and within the UK as a whole.
Your colleagues in the UK, other doctors in other words, and managers, are saying that urgent changes need to be made or the system could collapse. Would you concur with that? How critical a stage are we at here?
In Northern Ireland, we're no different than the rest of the UK. We're facing challenges across.
How critical is it?
In terms, it is urgent that we go ahead and make some changes to delivery of care. I think that is.
Why is it urgent?
It is urgent because there's a recognition now, through this report, of the need for change across the systems. If you're wanting me to tell me this is today or tomorrow, we need to get on and make these changes.
But Doctor, what I'm trying to establish from you is this: are there cases that you are seeing in which people who are either in serious pain, because I'll tell you now, they're starting to come into this program, that are either in serious pain or seriously ill, and they're not being seen to readily. Are you seeing that?
Yes. Unfortunately, most people will recognise that issues in the emergency department. Most cases, doctors and nursing staff are working very hard in the emergency department, but they find themselves on occasions in an environment that is very difficult to work in, and there are times, unfortunately, when patients who have time-sensitive conditions are perhaps not seen within the time that they should be.
And what type of cases are you talking about there?
It is a spectrum across the piece. It depends, the changing spectrum of illness. Perhaps people who have a serious infection are not given antibiotics in time. Maybe an example of care that is not always given because of the crowded conditions that emergency departments work in.
But if someone has a serious infection and they're not given tablets, if they're not given care in time, does that not then become a life-threatening condition?
There is the potential for that to happen, but the system is under pressure. There are certainly
I'm not blaming the doctors here. I'm really not. I'm not even blaming the managers. I'm trying to establish how important this is to fix. In other words, how bad the potential is if we don't fix it. That's what I'm trying to establish.
I think that the report clearly recognises we've got coming together of very difficult circumstances. We've got increasing numbers of patients attending emergency departments, and that is true of Northern Ireland. We've got a 3-5% rise, year-on-year rise. We have got a staffing crisis in the emergency department at the moment in time where there's inadequate consultants, there's inadequate nurse practitioners. The situation is getting worse.
A staffing crisis?
We have a situation clearly at this moment in time where there's inadequate staffing in emergency departments, and too many emergency departments are locum dependent at this moment in time.
And you're the clinical director of emergency medicine at the Ulster Hospital. Is there a staffing crisis at the Ulster Hospital?
There certainly, at this moment in time, there has been improvement in the staffing numbers overall over the last number of years, but do we meet the standards in the Ulster Hospital, or in any other hospital in Northern Ireland, do we meet the standards of the College of Emergency Medicine? The answer to that is no. We have inadequate consultant numbers, we have inadequate middle grade numbers, we are making progress on our plans.
Is that down to money?
No, it's not all down to money. I think that the reality of this is here that there are inadequate numbers of doctors in these roles. Working in emergency medicine is very challenging work, and at this moment in time, and there's a recruitment. There's a recruitment issue at this moment for getting senior doctors to work in emergency medicine.
But doctor, what you said to me is that there is a staffing crisis throughout our hospitals in Northern Ireland. Is that correct?
There are staffing pressures throughout.
You used the word crisis.
Well, if we're going to make a play on the word crisis, there is staffing issues, stroke crisis at this moment in time. There are many departments where there are inadequate numbers of consultants and senior staff.
How is that manifesting itself? This dramatic shortage of staff. What's happening?
Well, the report recognises nationally that there's a shortage of senior doctors. How it manifests itself is there's prolonged waiting times. It has been a driver for change. We've seen the temporary closure of the city hospital, where that was a manifestation of inadequate numbers of senior doctors. We've had reductions in the waiting and the opening of hours of other emergency departments within our own trust, including Lagan Valley and Down. They are tangible examples of where there's been adequate, and larger departments in the UK are closing or reducing their hours because of this crisis.
Sean, first of all, can I say this, because I mean it. We give you about 2 minutes notice to come on, and you came on. So first of all, thank you very much indeed. And I really appreciate it for coming on and informing the public as much as you can. And I ask this next question, and I'm not trying to have scare tactics. I'm asking this in the spirit of the fact that you've come on. Is this situation endangering lives? Are we at that stage yet?
There are always challenges. Emergency medicine is dealing with very sick people on a daily basis. Clearly, at times, the waiting time is longer than we would wish. There is the potential, if we don't do something now, that could occur. But there's no point in scaring the public here. The vast majority of people are getting care in the timely fashion who need the care. Unfortunately, we have too many people turning up in the emergency department who have not got time-sensitive conditions, and that leads to overcrowding, which can, at times, potentially reduce the care that people should get.
Okay. Listen, thank you very much indeed. Thank you, sir.